This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, Noon, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. As Rick Grosbeck earlier today on the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app. They are, by God, are they pushing the He Loves the Celtics thing.
Did he get the team because he's the biggest fan? Did he win the biggest fan contest?
He owns a green foam finger.
I was like, I'm a big fan of the team. Can I have the team? They're like, well, no.
Chicken hat guy.
No, he's not a chicken hat guy. And I think the $7 billion may have played a hand in this sale as well. But fear not, Celtics fans. He's one of you.
I swear to God, the way my brain works, I'm like, they're pushing it so hard. This guy might not even, he may have never watched a Celtics game. Like, they're pushing it so hard. He doesn't even know who the Celtics are hardly.
You know, on this show, we are a big doth protest too much group.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you're doing a lot right now when
too
it comes
much.
To him being a fan. Like, okay.
Chill out.
The first time you said it, I believed you.
Right.
Like, he grew up here, you know, went to Dartmouth and then, like, you know, made a lot of money out in California or whatever. Like, okay. He's a Celtics fan.
Sick brag, bro.
No, yeah, but if you were just like, he is a Celtics fan, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I got it.
But now everywhere, like every statement, every this, that, and the other thing is like, he is. And then the fact that Pags.
Pags said he's not a true Celtics
right.
fan. Right. Yeah.
So then there's that too.
Yeah.
Which is what a story this has turned into. Like, you knew they were for sale. Like, moment that they're still picking confetti up off of the parade route and the team goes up for sale. And then now you get this and it's not Pags. He has a statement yesterday. Wick comes on the air today. He has a lot to say, which we'll get into. But yeah, man, everywhere they turn, it is, this guy's a fan. Don't worry. Don't worry. It's like, guess what? Celtics fans are often Patriots fans. And we have seen over the last several years, a diehard Patriots fan doesn't mean you spend a lot of money on the team.
It's a great point.
So John Henry, not a Red Sox fan, he's been criticized for both not spending and then celebrated for when he does spend. Robert Kraft and John Henry have been way more similar in their ownership time than, you know, somebody who's sitting on the metal bleachers versus somebody that owned a different team at one point and then swooped in and got this one.
It's true. We also have a little bit of a lie already from this guy.
Oh, no.
Okay, so he's the biggest Celtics. No one's a bigger Celtics fan. He totally watches every Celtics game.
Encyclopedia-like memory.
He watches every Celtics game, even though they start at 4 o'clock on the West Coast.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't know the guy's work schedule. He's a billionaire. Maybe he doesn't have to exactly show up every single day.
You make your own schedule at that point, yeah.
But, I mean, you know.
Maybe have a TV in his office.
He's watching the Celtics every single game. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Textline pointed this out earlier today. He claims he's from the North Shore.
All right, I'm listening.
Is Georgetown, Mass. The North Shore? Text earlier today said... since when did we start counting Georgetown as the North Shore? So I'm looking at it. I'm not a North Shore guy. I don't really know. Newburyport, Raleigh, Ipswich, those are all on the coast. Are you North Shore if you're not touching the coast? Georgetown is really more like Haverhill or Topsfield than it is.
That sort of eliminate
Newburyport.
The shore part, I believe.
One would think.
Of North Shore.
Now, colloquially, are we counting Georgetown as part of the North Shore? I guess I don't know.
That's a good question. I'm not the best when it comes to the geography.
But already he's stretching the truth a little bit. So if you're going to lie about that, what won't you lie about?
Yeah, I always found it weird when people would like say like a region, like where they're from,
mm-hmm.
or like an area. It's like, well, where are you like specifically? Like, we know. Like, so, for example,
the Northeast Kingdom, I'll say that.
Like, if you're talking to somebody from, like, and you're out of state.
Yep.
And somebody's like, hey, where are you from? I'd be like, New Hampshire. Like, I'm not going to bog it down with the town because nobody would know. But when you're talking to, like, local people, I would like to, like,
buy the popcorn
stand. Like, oh, I live in Massachusetts. Like, yeah, right. We all do. Where do you live? Like, oh,
North Shore.
Boston area.
Yeah.
I know the area. Where are you from?
Yeah,
I always found that odd. But so anyway, maybe a little.
What's worse,
lie.
That or somebody who goes, I'm from Boston, but then they're from, like, Georgetown?
Oh, yeah. No, that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm from Boston. Are you?
Are you?
You're from basically New Hampshire.
Like an hour away.
Yeah.
Like, so New Hampshire or Maine? Like, you could narrow
like
it down.
They show the Zakim during a Patriots game.
Oh, yeah. The tour through Faneuil Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they, like, an hour.
Like, it's 35 miles away.
It is. Yeah. It is a hike.
This is a good point. Twitch chat says Arkane will be all over this. This is a good. All right, if Arkane can give me a definitive answer, what is North Shore?
Is
Georgetown
South
Shore? The North Shore?
I don't know.
And do you have to be touching the shore? I would think that's the implication there. So already, if he's going to lie about that, what won't you lie about, sir?
That's fair.
What I'd like to know. Maybe you're Celtics fandom on top of it.
All right, let's see. Georgetown is a town in Essex County, Massachusetts.
Yep.
What else?
Should we Google AI it? Google AI is already. What is the North Shore? Can we Google AI that? Google AI, I'm not arguing with anymore now.
No.
They ruled with me on infield versus catcher.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's our Google AI answer for the North Shore? Can they define that?
Let's see. It is 10 miles east of Lawrence, 11 miles south-southwest of Newburyport.
Newbury where?
Newburyport.
Port.
28 miles north of Boston.
Billy's got it.
All right, AI overview. The North Shore of Massachusetts, a coastal region north of Boston, includes cities and towns like Lynn, Salem, Gloucester, Beverly, Marblehead, and Newburyport, among others.
I don't think he counts.
Yeah, I think already
this is real flimsy.
This guy's already yanking our chain.
I think so.
Already,
Wikipedia says that it might be part of. North Shore.
Damn,
Manchester by the Sea, Rockport, Newburyport, Ipswich, Swampscott, Nahant, Revere, Saugus, Winthrop, Amesbury, Danvers.
Yep.
Essex, Peabody, Salisbury, Raleigh, Topsfield, Middleton, Hamilton, Boxford.
Topsfield?
Georgetown.
Yeah. Oh!
Other North Shore communities, it says.
Yeah, if you count.
So, okay.
If you're counting Topsfield, you're probably counting Georgetown.
So
I'm not sure those should count.
They might get it, though. They might get they might count.
Again, AI overview.
Okay.
You know who's also.
I'm mousetrapped. I have to side with Google AI now, so it's something.
You know who's also from Georgetown, Massachusetts?
Not Patrick Ewing.
Close.
Yeah.
Pat Fryermuth.
Oh, wow.
I always thought he was from Newburyport, but maybe he's listed here as a notable person from.
Maybe people in that area. Maybe people from Georgetown are just big liars. He's like telling everybody he's from Newburyport.
Brian St. Pierre, former BC quarterback.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's like a football hotbed. And Jenny Thompson, the U.S. Olympic swimmer.
Huh. Not familiar with
her. She lived there for a little bit. Yeah, she's a good swimmer. Yeah, okay. she had some good races.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keith. Wick said something very ominous in that interview.
Yeah.
When he wasn't trumpeting this guy's Celtics fandom.
Huge fan.
Which, as you pointed out, works out for Wick, too. It's like, I didn't just give it to the highest bidder.
Definitely.
I gave it to a big, giant Celtics fan.
I can see why Wick's doing
it.
I think for... And I guess I sort of understand why even Bill Chisholm would come in with this, because you want to be, hey, you know it's a passionate fan base. You know the team's really good. You know it can be critical and all this stuff. Especially if you are truly a fan, you would know how fans would react. But it is. Every single interview, every single written statement, they're talking about it. So I was like, okay, guys, we get it.
Yeah.
Like, you're big fans.
But there's a reason for Wick to do it. It's a good point.
But yeah.
Obviously, this guy wants to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Wick said this, though, about the second apron, the luxury tax. It's not... how long they're going to keep the roster together. And I think this is a scary answer if you're a Celtics fan.
It's not the luxury tax bill. It's the basketball penalties. Okay, the new CBA was designed by the league to stop teams from going crazy. And they decided that it's not just good enough to go after the wallets, because then the fans are like, hey, you know, find somebody who can afford to spend, whatever, $500 million a year or whatever it is. The basketball penalties mean that it's even more of a premium now to have your basketball general manager, your basketball president, be brilliant and lucky, because you've got to navigate, because you can't stay in the second apron. Nobody will. I predict for the next, 40 years of the CBA, no one's going to stay in the second apron more than 2 years. So we have Brad Stevens, the reigning executive of the year, and thank God we do. He's the one that really brought us this championship with his brilliant moves. I mean, many other people, but Brad is forefront, and he's looking at this, and he's going to extend our window and make it work. I believe he will, and we'll find out in June and July what he decides to do.
We'll find out in June and July what he decides to do.
No, I know. And then thank God for Brad Stevens. He says, thank God for Brad Stevens, meaning you can't just roll it back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
If you had somebody else in place and they just took over the Celtics today, say they hired you or me and we made no moves, you'd have the same roster.
Right.
Al Horford is a free agent and he may retire or whatever, but Brown and Tatum are locked up long-term. Derek White locked up long-term. Holiday has a few years left. Porzingis has a year left. Peyton Pritchard signed a new deal. You have all those guys. Hauser, everybody with the exception of Horford that's worth anything on the team is signed for at least one more year. And in the cases of a bunch of these guys, for multiple years. And then you're still staying, thank God, for Brad Stevens. That, to me, is the first time I thought, all right, there's going to be significant roster changes after this year, which I thought they would stomach, even with the new owner, because I think you'd want to come in on a high note and keep that high note as long as you could, understanding you can make a lot more money if your team is going to the finals every year and is at the top of the league. I think you could do that. Where I also disagree. So I thought they might just keep the group together, pay through the nose, and then at some point, guys like Porzingis' contract's going to be up, Drew Holiday might retire, Horford might retire, and it might sort of solve itself. This is, though, a bit concerning.
So I agree, and you brought this up earlier, and it's a great point. He can talk about all the basketball penalties. It's not about the luxury tax. That's nonsense.
I think that's garbage.
They could have the whole roster back next year.
Yes.
The only reason you would break it up, it's not a you're not penalized at all. There's no basketball penalty to bring the roster back.
Right.
The only penalty would be luxury taxes, and that's why they're selling the team. That's why anybody would peel pieces off the roster. It's not about basketball.
So penalties. The basketball
don't let them tell you that.
No, that's insane. Yeah. Like, I don't think anybody actually believes that because it is just about spending more money. So the basketball, the second apron penalties would include no mid-level exception. Right. Right. If your roster's loaded,
right.
Who are you going to add at the mid-level that's going to help you? It also includes like teams cannot combine salaries of multiple players to trade for a match.
It's harder to make trades. It's not impossible, but it's harder to make trades.
But if your roster is already set,
who cares? Right.
Like, Jaden Springer and, like, you know, hell, I mean, you've seen guys even like Baylor Shireman. Okay, Brad found a way to get him. I'm not saying he's going to help you in this playoff run, but he's a guy that can go in there, he can stick a couple threes, and he can be like a useful type player. Who else are you going to get? They're like, oh, you can't send cash out and trades. You can't, like, there's restrictions on signing trades. Like, no. Your roster's good enough. If you're right. Especially if you're the back-to-back champions.
Yeah, if you have the team, what do you need to make a bunch of trades for? You don't.
You absolutely
don't. So, Wick is, I don't believe that at all. What he says is not about luxury taxes. The other important thing he says there, and what should be scary. Even if you're going to be charitable and say, we'll see what Brad does this summer, maybe he's talking about Horford and his retirement. Maybe. Yeah. If you're being charitable. I don't necessarily believe that, but fine, I'll give you that. He said very definitively, no team will be in the second apron more than two consecutive years. They're in it right now. If they're in it next year, they're breaking it up after that. He's letting you know right now, if they don't do it this summer, it's definitely happening the summer after that. So who's he talking about?
I don't know. I mean, I would assume he's talking about himself. I think he's sort of assuming that because of the restrictions on this, and just you're not going to be able to turn as much of a profit, right?
I'm saying, who's he talking about on the roster? Like, when moves are happening, is he talking about Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis, Al Horford, Derek White?
I think that's why he said, thank God for Brad Stevens.
Got it.
Meaning, like, Wick knows that's not his level of expertise. He's not going to make the moves. But they're going to have to talk about it because, you could eliminate, I guess, just Jaylen Brown? Or do you then say Holiday, Horford, and somebody else? And, like, make those monies match, right? Not that you're making a trade like that. I'm just saying, like, would you get rid of one guy at a massive contract or two guys at like pretty good size contracts? But it feels like they're going to have some pretty hard decisions to make, whether they win it all for a second time or lose. But when Wick talks about teams in the league won't do that, because if you're not winning at that level,
right,
you can't even justify it. And then even the fans be like, hey, guys, we could keep Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant together so we can miss the playoffs.
Right.
Like, no, that's insane. Like, we need to move on for the benefit of everybody.
Right. Phoenix is not going to pay the luxury bills when their team is underachieving. Same thing with this Paul George example.
Right.
The Clippers weren't going to keep it together if they're underachieving.
No, they didn't even make a finals, let alone win the finals. Golden State was in a spot. Now, I know they've changed some of these second apron rules. I forget what year they did it. But the Warriors were paying crazy.
Exorbitant, yeah.
Crazy. Way more than every other team. And they kept it together. And guess what? It wasn't their decision to get rid of Kevin Durant. Who knows how much longer they would have kept it together. Durant left because he and Kyrie thought they could go win in Brooklyn.
It's a good point. Text line, 617-779-7937. Dice texts in. Georgetown just won the D4 basketball state title this year. Hell of a month.
Yeah, that is a big month for them.
A big month for Georgetown.
It's on the map.
New owner for the Celtics. We just found out Pat Freiermuth is from there.
Iverson's got to be pumped.
Never mind Brian St. Pierre.
Dikembe Mutombo, Lonzo Mourning, Patrick Ewing.
There was also, I like this text as well. A Georgetown friend always considered herself North Shore. They identify with Newburyport. Since I'm assuming this person's from Newburyport.
Got it.
Since we have no reason to drive through, we don't consider it part of the North Shore.
All right, so there's a little bit of a fight. So Georgetown
County.
Well, because Georgetown's small, so maybe they're like, yeah, we'll lump in over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Newburyport touches the coast, the shore.
Yeah.
Not so much Georgetown. So again, if he's willing to lie about that, would he lie about his fandom and other things?
I'm nervous.
Slippery slope is all I'm saying.
I'm shooketh.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We got more on the Celtics. Like, for instance, thank God for Brad Stevens. How much longer is Brad Stevens going to stick around and do this? We can get into that with all your feedback right after Trending with Billy Lanny.